Hey, I'm Michaela LaFrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Happy listening. This Saturday, people all across Vermont are going to head out with green bags to clean trash from their neighborhoods, parks, and waterways. The annual tradition is called Green Up Day. Here to tell us more about it is Kate Alberghini. She's the executive director for Green Up Vermont. Their mission is to promote the stewardship of Vermont's natural landscape and waterways and to raise awareness about litter. She's been in the role for the past 4 years. Kate, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Kate, what's the history of Green Up Day? When did it get started?
The first Green Up Day was actually on April 18th, 1970, which was a week before the first Earth Day, believe it or not. So we're older than Earth Day, and we've been consecutively running every year since. So it's a very prideful Vermont springtime tradition.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but the idea came from a Burlington Free Press reporter. Do I have that right?
That's correct. Bob Babcock Jr., on his daily commute, was noticing how much trash was building up on the roadsides and brought the idea to Governor Dean Davis, who loved the idea. He was very much an environmentalist and set Mr. Babcock and a task force on planning the first Green Up Day for 1970.
And how has Green Up Day changed and grown over the years?
Well, that first year, they had about 70,000 volunteers, which is a wonderfully huge number.
Yes.
That year, what they had on their side was the governor basically telling them to go out and pick up litter. He actually closed the interstates, which is not possible these days, and bussed kids out to pick up that litter on the interstates.
Wow.
This year, we have to use our secondary and town roads only and to be very safe in doing so. And of course, we simply ask that people get out and pick up their roadsides.
No executive orders this time.
No executive orders.
Well, I do hear that this year might be a little different because you're trying to break a Guinness World Record.
We are attempting a Guinness World Record. And the record is the most pledges received to pick up trash in 24 hours. So we've been spreading the word. We need 5,000 signatures, and people can sign up in a variety of ways through our website. We will have a Guinness World Record team on our app that they could, if they download the app and join the team, that's considered a pledge to pick up trash and counts as a signature. And then various businesses and town coordinators also have these pledge sheets. So we encourage people to get out and pick up some trash and also sign the pledge sheet and help us make history.
All right. So is this an existing record that you're trying to break, or is this the first time this category would be recorded?
It is the first time this category would be recorded, or this record would be achieved. And Guinness people have set that number at 5,000.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds like a very fun, noble number to strive towards. Are you aware of any areas of the state in particular need of cleanup right now, especially after last summer's flooding?
There are various areas that I drive by. I'm in central Vermont, so the Marshfield area is still very flood debris ridden. That could use some good help. I was driving up on Route 14 in North Wolcott the other day. That road needs a bunch of help. Many areas are pretty good, but, you know, you can't see when you're just driving around all of the little bits of litter that might be in the ditch or something. So you really have to stop, get out, have a walk, and get right down in there and pick up the trash.
And any guidelines for first timers other than being sure to register? Like, should people be separating trash and recyclables, anything like that?
The trouble with separating recyclables, we certainly encourage it if it's possible, but roadside litter is so dirty and grungy, it really is a contaminant if it's put in the recycle bin without being washed. So you really have to use good judgment there. One thing we do like to talk about, especially with new people coming out to green up with us, is safety. People should wear bright colors, always work facing traffic so that they can see you and you can see them and react appropriately. Wear protective gear like gloves and boots. And if you do come across anything sharp or needles, that type of thing, kids should definitely get an adult. And if an adult is comfortable picking up that piece of material, put it in a heavy plastic container and tape the lid on and write "do not recycle" on it, so it actually goes in the trash, but it doesn't poke through a trash bag or something like that.
Yeah, helpful safety tips there. And Kate, are you aware of any similar efforts to Green Up Day in other states, any other parts of our region, or is this really a Vermont-specific tradition as far as you're aware?
It's pretty Vermont-specific. We are the only statewide volunteer organization. So they're in other states, they have, and cities, they have pickup days and that sort of thing. But there's nothing that is statewide in any other state in our nation.
And how did you get involved with Green Up Day? What motivates you about this organization, this work?
I am a multi-generational Vermonter, so I love promoting the state and of course, keeping it clean. The job came available and I knew it was something that I really wanted to commit to and grow with. So I'm so pleased and so proud to be a leader in this organization.
Well, as a multi-generational Vermonter, do you remember having grown up in Vermont the first time that you participated?
Absolutely. It was quite a long time ago. So many years.
Right. Well, Kate Alberghini, the executive director for Green Up Vermont, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. And I hope everybody gets out on Green Up Day. And we do ask that cars kind of slow down, watch for people on the roadways, and just be cautious.
Oh, and Kate, one last time, tell folks where they can sign up.
Sure. The best thing to do is go to greenupvermont.org and find your town details. And that gives every person looking in any city and town throughout Vermont the proper details to sign up.